Christian Music Rewind, in the middle of the classic Christmas special and a song that always brings a tear, Christmas Shoes from New Song. You know, since the song released in 2000, it has spawned 3 TV movies and 5 novels written by Donna Van Leer. Well, here's Donna telling us how the Christmas Shoes song and the first book came about.
I was backstage at a New Song concert. My husband and I have been longtime friends with the members of New Song. And Eddie, who is the founder and the leader of the group, he was telling me backstage, and it was sweltering hot, and he's talking about Christmas. And he said, I'm thinking about writing a Christmas song. He gave me a very short, like a 2-sentence premise. And he said, what do you think? Do you think that would make a good song? And I said, you know, Eddie, I think that would make a really good book. Because I don't know what he said, but it was just something that sparked something in my imagination. And so before the song was written, I was able, on our drive back home to Nashville, I was already formulating an outline and a plot, and I was seeing characters in my mind. And so I started toying with an outline and started writing, and it took him a lot shorter to write a 4-minute song than a book. So he finished the song, and I was already well into the novel at that time. And he played it for me over the phone, and I just cried, because I really, I had so much of it done at that point, which I'm glad, because I told him years later, I said, had you played me that song, I don't think I would have had any inspiration for the book, because it's all laid out right there in the song. But because he gave me so little information, that was able to spark the writing for the book.
It's the song that started it all, The Christmas Shoes, from New Song, on the Christian Music Rewind Classic Christmas Special.
It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down, I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew that I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to
for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Christian Music Rewind. I'm Shawn Michaels, and there's not many artists who can claim recording four Christmas projects like Amy Grant. For her second back in 1992, she got the help of fellow Christian music recording artist and songwriter Chris Eaton for the biggest Christmas hit of her career. It tells the nativity story from Mary's perspective, and it was something Amy was thinking about a lot during the writing of the song while pregnant with her third child, Sarah. The song is Breath of Heaven. It's a Christmas classic that lives on here on Christian Music Rewind.
I have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary, with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. By the love.
Breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
Well, that's Amy Grant on the Christian Music Rewind Classic Christmas Special. And as Christmas Day gets closer and closer, here's Amy with a little advice on how to handle that anticipation.
I think a lot of times we grow up anticipating something, and then you experience it in real life, and it's not really the payoff that you think it's going to be. And so I think the older that I get, I find that just taking a moment to anticipate the beauty of something is almost the most beautiful thing about that. And it's almost better to stand at a distance and say, I guess this is my life. These are the people I love. Yeah, because when you really try to show them with a gift, you go, this is the biggest cheese ball gift. They're going to return it tomorrow. You know, you try to do something fabulous with your kids, and you know, let's all admit it, it winds up being a disaster. They're crying. It doesn't pay off. But to anticipate is a beautiful gift. And I think, you know, that really is the meaning of Christmas to me, because we're anticipating really the full picture of the love of God and what that means in our lives. And we can't really anticipate that until He's back.
I'm Shawn Michaels with more Christmas hits coming up from your favorite classic Christian artists. And up next, we'll hear what Brian Duncan's favorite Christmas tradition is. Stay tuned.
Christian music.